So young and coming to a college campus, you don't really know what to expect. And so no matter how much they drill it into you, it was definitely still a crazy idea.
That audio from KWCH News, the CAMS director, Will Burns, goes on to talk about some of the benefits of the program for high schoolers really all over the state.
Those credits that they earn, those college credits that they earn through Fort Hays State University actually get sent back to their high school and count towards their high school diploma.
At American Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The coronation of King Charles III officially happened over the weekend, making him the new King of England after the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. That brought cheers and excitement not only from the UK, but also from individuals here across the state of Kansas.
It's the first time the nation's had a coronation in 70 years. I'm actually from Britain, and my parents still talk about the coronation in 1953. For a lot of British people, it was the first time they ever bought a TV.
That audio from KWCH News, where the coronation hasn't happened in 70 years after the crowning of Queen Elizabeth II. Or many say they were relatively surprised at how many people were excited here in the United States.
I thought America was, like, done with the royal family 250 years ago. That special relationship between our two nations, it runs deeper than the revolution, you know?
He goes on to say because the event is so special, they didn't hold any punches back when it came to the show for the crowning.
They're wheeling a lot of the old regalia out. They brought the Stone of Scone down from Scotland.
But American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska chapter of the Associated General Contractors of America say they're trying to focus on the younger generation and getting them excited and interested about potential careers in the construction industry by holding different events, including the equipment days for high school age students and younger to experience what it's like to be on a backhoe and other pieces of equipment out in the field.
Investments in people is just as important as investments in equipment, buildings, and that sort of thing. So it's we're just trying to do our little part to help our members and other contractors in the state build their people.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say they're also partnering with the Central Community College to help students as the only heavy equipment program at a college level within the state. During the events, they say they use several simulators that mimic the feel of using bulldozers and other pieces of equipment and say there is high demand in the construction industry for the up-and-coming generation.
Bret Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023, Saturday, May 13th, First Console Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and Solo Hits Live. All from the man who starred in VH1's Rock of Love, The Masked Singer on Fox, and ABC's Greatest Hits. Bret Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023. Purchase online at 7clans.com or by phone at 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer.
You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Community Foundation reports setting a new record Friday during the annual Pony Up Match Day, generating nearly $390,000 in contributions with 1,188 gifts to 56 different funds, which added to $90,000 in matching funds, brought in a total of some $480,000, surpassing last year's mark of $464,000. The Tennis Court Refurbishment Fund, established to maintain the new tennis courts in the city park, raised nearly $45,000 from 22 donors as the top dollars raised, with nearly $35,000 from 86 donors toward the Blue River Rail Trail, which announced plans for development of a kids' bike course near the trailhead north of Marysville. Historic Union Pacific Depot fundraising was split between restoration and heating and air conditioning funds, generating a combined $28,000. And the Historic Courthouse Fix the Bricks campaign, Kester House Museum Foundation, and Marshall County Arts Cooperative each received around $18,000 in contributions. Again, the total raised Friday with matching funds totaling $480,000. The full leaderboard is available online at pointingupmarysville.com. Another continuance was granted in Marshall County District Court for a scheduled Tuesday arraignment hearing for Gerald Brown of Marysville, who remains in the Marshall County Jail on $1 million bond and is charged with the Thanksgiving Day murder of his wife, 57-year-old Jennifer Brown, at their home north of Marysville. Some 300 cars converged at Frankfort Saturday as the White Way car run brought visitors from along the route, which started at Atchison and Concordia. A celebration of the 109-year history of the White Way was held along with a car show. The route was designated early 1900s and so named when poles alongside what is now Highway 9 were painted with a white stripe to guide travelers. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran visited Marysville High School Friday, touring facilities with students and meeting with teachers briefly.
I was looking for the chance for me to hear what 16, 17, 18-year-old young men and women are thinking, what their lives are like. And I'm looking for ways to have conversations with young people who are going to be affected by the decisions that are made in Washington, D.C. more than anybody else. And so I've been involved in about every committee that has something to do with education in Washington, D.C. I want decisions to be made locally. The closer we are to home and making those decisions, I think the better the educational needs of Kansans will be met. But I want to see what's going on and if there's ways that the federal government is intruding or there's something that I can do to be helpful, I want to know that. And then teachers are so important. And part of what I hope to accomplish is to make sure that those who are in the classroom teaching our kids every day know that what they do is valuable.
Jerry Moran emphasized the importance of keeping our kids in Kansas.
I mean, one of the things that I tried to do today was encourage kids to think about Kansas for where they want to live and their careers. I want to do the things I can that create the opportunities. A lot of what I'm about in Washington, D.C., a lot about who I am as a human being is based upon where I grew up and how I look at life. It's very rural, and I think the way we live our lives in places like Marshall County is something that we ought to do everything we can to keep. And that means that these young men and women not only need an education here, but the opportunities to pursue their careers and raise their families here. It's easy in Washington, D.C. to get discouraged from time to time. Me and the opportunity to be with students in a school like this gives me hope that good things are going to happen, that we shouldn't be pessimistic, we should be optimistic.
Marysville High Senior Cole Nolte and Junior Rose Latta led the tour with the Senator along with Activities Director Cole Fredrickson.
I think it's just an honor to have Senator Moran here in our school and get to show him our facilities and then also to learn what the kids are working on. And you know, those two that were with us are incredible young man and woman, and they're going to do big things in life. So it was exciting for them to get to be part of it.
Shirley A. Weirs, age 92, of the Du Bois area, passed away May 3rd. Funeral service is planned Monday, 2 p.m. at the Wherry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment in the Du Bois Cemetery. Wherry Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Shirley Weirs. Bertha M. Whitlinger, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned May the 10th at 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a visitation May the 9th from noon until 9. Family will see friends from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bertha Whitlinger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, garden blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, apricots, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The annual Mother's Day Flea Market will be held in the Marysville City Park Saturday and Sunday, May 13th and 14th, with over 90 booths featuring antiques, homemade and homegrown items, novelties, plus good eats, family fun, and live music. Saturday, the 13th, they'll have a kid-friendly pop rock trio at 11:30, presented by the Marysville Public Library and MCAC. Sunday, May 14th, the chicken barbecue will serve 11 to 2 with dine-in or carry-out at Helvering Center in Marysville, hosted by Marysville Chamber and Main Street. For additional information, find them on Facebook at Mother's Day Market.
Recent news and weather reports tell us that the storm season is already in full swing. This can mean devastating hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, or all of the above. Last summer, we saw locally firsthand what kind of damage these storms can cause in just a few moments, not only to your crop, but also to your bottom line. Adding crop hail to your risk management plan is a very easy and economical way to add full coverage for the full value of your crop. Rates are great, and now is the time to get those crops insured for that storm that may be on the horizon. Call Tammy today at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393 for more information and quotes. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And more showers possible throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms do become likely on Wednesday, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s, southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And more showers continue throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still likely by Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, southeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers are still possible Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s, southeast winds gusting up to 30. And more rain on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 73, record high on this date 95, the average low 51 and the record low 34. Sunset this evening 8:26, sunrise in the morning at 6:21. Thunderstorms fired across Kansas and Nebraska last evening. We had golf ball size hail here in Marysville. Hail at multiple locations from Washington into Marshall County. Wind gust to 60 miles an hour noted at some locations in southeast Nebraska last evening. Out of it all, just about a quarter of an inch of rain here at studios in Marysville. And it's 57 degrees sunshine this morning as we get this Monday, the 8th of May, underway. That's a check of the morning news and weather. KNDY News Time is 7:18.
Suns even it up. Harden comes up clutch, and the Panthers take control. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Suns take care of business at home, tying their Western Conference semi at 2 apiece in a 129-124 decision over the Nuggets. Devin Booker and Kevin Durant each scoring 36. Booker also had a playoff career-high 12 assists. Post-game?
Just learning how to play off each other is probably the easiest way to do it. You know, I know they were doubling them in the post, and I like to be, you know, the first pass out.
Eastern semi, game 4. The Celtics rallied to force overtime in Philadelphia. In OT, Jason Tatum put his team up 2 with a clutch 3-ball, but James Harden answered back.
Embiid guarded by Tatum. At the dotted circle, double-teamed out to Harden. 3-point shot for the lead is good.
Call on WPEN. Harden's shot with 19 seconds left held up, and the Sixers edged the Celtics 116-115. Harden scored 42 as the Sixers tie the series at 2. To the Stanley Cup playoffs, Panthers Maple Leafs in game 3 in Sunrise, Florida. It went to overtime, tied at 2. That's when Panthers center Sam Reinhart found the back of the net.
A long shot wide, rims around, Anton Lundell down behind the net. Reinhart wraps around, he scores! Sam Reinhart, the overtime winner!
The call on WQAM, Florida pushing Toronto to the brink of elimination with the 3-2 win. In Newark, the Devils wouldn't stop scoring, tallying goals in every period of an 8-4 win over the Hurricanes to close their deficit to 2-1. The Kraken hosting Dallas in Game 3, Seattle routing the Stars 7-2 to take a 2-1 series lead. Baseball, the Yankees gave Gerrit Cole a 6-run lead, but he gave up 5 runs. Earned and was lifted. The Rays would take a 7-6 lead off the Yankee bullpen. New York came back to tie it at 7, heading to extras.
Swinging a line drive toward first, over the head of LeMahieu. Rounded third, coming home loud. And the Rays win!
The call on WDAE, Isaac Paredes drove in the winning run, and the Rays down the Yankees 8-7. Braves edge the Orioles in 12-3-2. This is Rich Cantu, AD.
Here's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, May the 8th. Here's a report from Dan O'Brien, who is a grain economist with Kansas State University.
Well, we've been watching the futures and price movements, and they've been affected quite a bit in the last few days by international geopolitical issues, much less weather in Kansas. But as we closed yesterday on Thursday, we saw May corn, which is now in the delivery period, close at 646, you know, markedly higher than where the July contract is. Most of the grain elevators and grain processors, grain buyers are pricing now off the July contract. So if you go from the 646 and a half for May and really where the market's really functioning, about 589 for July corn, you can see, yeah, quite the differential. And then we fall off in for the December harvest time contract. What we'll be paying attention to price-wise, once we get to harvest, that's down to 528 and a half. The soybean contracts, very similar situation with May in delivery now at 1448 and a half, and then quite a drop-off down to the July contract, but the elevators are pricing off of down to 1417 and a half. So drop of about 30 cents, 15 cents a month. New crop bids dropping precipitously down. Don't want to use just too much hyperbole, but I guess they have dropped quite a bit down from 1417 in July down to 1268 and a half. So you can see for both the corn and the soybean markets, we're still looking at, we have an expectation in the U.S. of sizable crops and prices dropping off quite a bit from now into harvest. And I think proportionally you see that more so in soybeans than for corn. And that's probably because of large foreign crops, particularly mainly in Brazil, coming into play.
And that's a look at your Ag News.
Win-win for Kansas landowners and fishing enthusiasts. This Kansas program promotes public fishing opportunities on private ponds and streams. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Aquatics and Fisheries Specialist Joe Gerken shares information on these walk-in fishing access areas in Kansas.
We fall walk-in fishing access. A lot of people say walk-in fishing areas, but they're just private ponds. The state has a lease with the landowners, and it provides access to some private bodies of water for the public to go fish in. The program started in 1998, and since then, the state's really worked to make it beneficial for the landowners themselves. The state might come in and help with stocking fish. They might come in and help with habitat. One of the big things that it does for landowners is help to control access. So these walk-in fishing areas are open from sunrise to a half hour after sunset for the most part. So kind of knowing people are coming and going, they have access to that land, but only certain periods of time is a big benefit. to the landowners. So there's also a cash payment that varies based on proximity in the state and size of your pond, but it's somewhere around $100 per acre per year that you're getting as the landowner for access to your pond. So quite a few benefits for the landowners to participate in the program.
Gerken highlights courteous practices to keep in mind on private land.
First thing is that private landowners are inviting us onto their land, right? So make sure you're always respectful. That's a good rule of thumb all the time, but especially when we have private landowners that are opening up their ponds. So be respectful. Make sure you don't leave litter or vandalize anything. Be really aware of where you're parking your vehicles so that you're not blocking access to get to their fields or something like that. You're not blocking that at all. So provide access, be respectful. There also are some fishing regulations that we need to consider. Most of the walk-in fishing areas allow for two channel catfish to be kept and two largemouth bass. Most of those have to be over 18 inches in size. But just make sure you check those regulations and you're following the law while you're on the property. And most of all, be respectful while you're there. That's really important.
Gerken goes on to explain how fishing licenses apply to this program.
Walk-in fishing areas, once they're leased by the state, they're considered public waterways for the purpose of licenses. So unless you're the landowner or the immediate family, you do need a fishing license. That's important to remember. And fishing licenses, we view those sometimes as an expense, but they help to fund different opportunities, such as this walk-in fishing access. Those monies go back to the state, and they really help to provide a lot of fishing opportunities and conservation opportunities. So we view it as an expense. I think maybe we should view a fishing license or a hunting license more as an investment. So we're giving back to that conservation and providing more of these opportunities moving forward.
That was Joe Gerken, K-State Fisheries and Aquatic Specialist, highlighting the walk-in fishing access program in Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Good morning, Dennis Henrichs from Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday again, and, well, depends on where you are and how much rain you got. It's a pretty nice Monday. We'll be firing away at 10 o'clock here this morning in the cattle markets, 176. We did see a dip last week, 281 on the carcass, and kind of interesting the fact that all the business was wrapped up on Wednesday primarily. So we'll look to gain a little bit strength back in the cattle markets this week. Well, at 12 o'clock noon, it is hay time at Beatrice 77 Livestock. In the square bales, there's 94 prairie. If you're interested in more square bales, certainly give us a call at 10 o'clock here this morning, and we can give you a report on more square bales. Well, all the big round bales are in. There's 166 bales. In the round alfalfa, there's 10 that weigh 1590. In the round prairie, that's that great stuff. It weighs 1688. There's 14. It's been stored inside and certainly looks like it. In the round brome, we've got some nice stuff. 5, 5, and 10. They average 1470. In the square grass bales, they're 3 by 3 by 8 foot. There's groups of 12 and 12, and we'll certainly piece those out to make you all happy. In the round grass, there's a group 11, 12, 11, 12. In the round corn stucks, there's 14, 14, 8, and 6. In the round rye, there's 10, and they weigh 1,400. On the inside, it'll be about 1220 here today. We do have a black bottle heifer calf, 3 day old. In the cow calf families, there's 7 black Sim Cross families, anywhere from first calf to running age. Certainly pull a mouth on them. They are 30 to 60 day old black calves. In the 8 black families, 6 to 10 year olds with a mouth here this morning. There's 200 pound Charley calves at side. In the 4 black families running age with a mouth here this morning, the calves are black and they're going to be 4 week old. In the feeder cattle, we incidentally might add, if you're looking for baby calves, folks, some of those families could be split. So hang on and see how many baby calves we do end up with here today. Now we can go to the feeder cattle. We'll start off with Burkett out of Wilbur. There's 19 black, red, bull, and heifers. They're going to be 300 to 550 pounds. Don Cracky out of Claytonia, 6 Hereford steer and heifers, 4.5 to 550. Mr. Bartles out of Marysville's got 9 black and char cross steer and heifers. They are going to be that 400 to 500. Bus Boom out of Cortland's got 12 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 600. Steve Schweitzer out of Strings got 10 red steer and heifers, 400 to 500. Kent and Trayton Bus out of Pickrell's got 30. Certainly great red Angus steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. Garen and Judy Goble out of Mahaska, Kansas, 74 black and red steer and heifers, 300 to 600. Roger Schaefer out of Jansen's got a great group of 32 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. Toby Sones out of Dakin, 20 black and red heifers. They're going to weigh 600. Mr. Singleton out of Wymore's got 38 black steer and heifers, 600 to 700. 23 black steer and heifers. They are the Grunewald cattle out of Pickrell. They're going to be that 450 to 550. Jesse Hum out of Palmyra, 19 black and red steer and heifers, 450 to 700. And certainly could catch some more calves here this morning. So a nice run here on this May 8th today. We certainly appreciate the business. Tanya Rickard, any at 223-3571, and the rest of the team of Ryan Sommerhalder, Gail Harden. We certainly do appreciate the opportunity to service you folks.
7:30 from KNDY, 57 this hour. And we'll look for a little bit of a warming trend this week, continuing. Highs in the middle 80s on tap today. Rounds of thunderstorms last evening rumbled across the region, brought to some rain, varying amounts. We settled with just about a quarter inch, maybe 30 hundredths here at studios. Had a bit more with that second round of thunderstorms later in the evening. Northwest of Marysville up into southeast Nebraska. Rain going sideways at times, they said. We had some hail here at studios, heat of marble size initially, and then up to about silver dollar golf ball size hail here in the Marysville area. It wasn't a lot of the bigger hail, but certainly did continue for about 10 minutes last evening. Again, settling in here at studios for just over about a quarter of an inch last evening. Some gusty winds came along with that, 60, even 70 mile an hour wind gusts, notably across the state line north into Nebraska.
There's a lot to like about drip irrigation in the garden, but there are some drawbacks as well. We will help weigh the pros and cons on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 8th, the 128th day of the year. Our 33rd president, Harry S. Truman, was born on this day. Considering a drip irrigation system in the garden this year, they do a good job of watering the roots and conserving water, but there are some drawbacks you should be aware of as well. Concealed hoses can get clogged with debris or mineral deposits, and it may be hard to know if they're doing their job. Exposed hoses are at risk of damage by animals or gardening tools. On especially hot days, the water can get warm enough to virtually cook a plant's roots. And if you have diversified water needs in your garden, a uniform approach isn't always best. Drip irrigation could be a perfect solution, but do some homework first. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice online at almanac.com.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. According to ESPN, Kansas State football coach Chris Klieman is finalizing a new contract worth $44 million. through the next 8 seasons. Over the course of the deal, Kleiman will make an average of $5.5 million per year. ESPN reports the new contract extends through the 23rd season and is expected to go into effect July 1st. Kleiman's new contract will start in the 2023 season at an average of $4.5 million per year. Kleiman's expected to rank amongst the top half of coaching salaries in the Big 12. The Royals took on the worst team in Major League Baseball over the weekend and could only manage to win 1 out of 3 at home against the Oakland Athletics. The Royals lost 12-8 on Friday, 5-4 on Saturday, but did get a win yesterday, 5-1. In yesterday's win, the Royals did get 9 hits in the game. The Royals will stay at home now and take on the White Sox. That 4-game series begins tonight with the first pitch happening at 6:40. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
This love that I feel for you always will be. But you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can